some incredible UFOs. It amazes me how some of the UFOs which have been seen have been treated like this is something new. I would like to refer everyone to the fact we have actual movies of the UFOs which appeared over the White House in 1952 for several days. It seems many of us have forgotten this fact. It also would seem to me people asking the question of whether these objects could be from China, as a prominent congressman has asked the Defense Department, is just a wasted question. Anyone who has followed this stuff for years and read the history of UFOs or is old enough to know personally some of the things which UFOs have caused to happen realizes they have abilities far beyond what we have today, and they had them for a very long time, probably many millennia. While some of our planes could be mistaken for UFOs from a certain angle of viewing, their performance is a dead giveaway. They are from this planet and fit into our current technology. There could be some very advanced aircraft we know nothing about yet, but even these would be a poor shadow of what the UFOs are capable of doing. I would like to look at the more interesting sightings. One of the most interesting type of UFO sightings has to do with the ability of a UFO to change its shape. I have no way of knowing if they can all do that or it is limited to a certain type or from a certain planet. A witness claims to have seen a shape-shifting UFO over Cambridge, England, and to have taken a video of it. The video address is in the written article. You can copy and paste the address into your web browser's address bar. Sorry, Truth Facts doesn't use live outside links. Notice the strange movement of the object and how it seems to chance its shape. While it looks like the UFO is indeed changing shape, some have said the UFOs travel by space distortion. Could it be the UFO only looks to be changing shape, but it is really the space around it causing this effect? I have to admit it, I believe there is a lot of interest by aliens of our sun, and it seems there is constantly UFOs around it doing something we cannot fathom. The latest is a UFO which can clearly be seen in a photo taken by NASA. You can clearly see the angular shape of the ship. Being near the sun is incredible, but not as incredible as the size of the ship. It has been estimated to be 10 times the size of the Earth. The object seems to be orbiting the sun. The video address is in the written article. The sun has been the host for years of some very strange objects. Is there some element in our sun which is attractive to aliens? Could it be they are doing something to protect us? A retired US Army officer claims he was in the position to know NASA covered up the fact Apollo astronauts met aliens on the moon and they altered photos to prevent us from seeing any evidence of them. This is nothing new. We have been hearing about this for years, and there are certainly many NASA photos which seem to have been altered, and also testimony by others who worked at NASA who attested to this fact. There is a new wrinkle about UFOs seen diving into the waters all over the world. They dive into oceans and lakes everywhere. It is said a satellite has recorded the fact UFOs which wanted to enter into underwater bases created hurricanes to hide them as they secretly entered these bases. This is the first time I am hearing about this. While UFOs have been seen entering the eyes of hurricanes, it is not clear they actually created them. I guess we could use more proof about this. There is a story which claims the Pentagon has videos of UFOs taking down planes. I have been hearing about this for years, and here is what I heard. It is said we, along with other nations, ordered our fighters to shoot down UFOs, and we caught one off guard and did manage to shoot it down. After that, some UFOs went after commercial passenger planes to teach us a lesson. We took the hint and stopped trying to shoot down UFOs. Some of the UFOs being seen in the sky are of very unusual shapes, which leads some to think they could be some sort of live beings. Take for example a glowing UFO which looked like some sort of snake in the sky. The object was seen over 29 palms in California. One sighting in Great Britain was even more unusual than most. It happened on Uxbridge High Street in London. It was reported that a UFO shined a beam down to the ground and a man descended down to earth. When he reached the street, he calmly walked down the street. Five witnesses saw this event. Four were friends and one was a milkman. Another most unusual type of sightings is the one where a UFO is sighted that splits into separate pieces. One UFO was flying near Korean airliner. The passengers watched it fascinated as it flew along. Then something very strange happened. The UFO split into five pieces as the terrified passengers watched. I have a theory about this. I will tell you what it is for what it is worth. I think the UFOs which split are drones. I base this on the robotics work being done on Earth on all sorts of exotic robots. I remember reading about small drones we were developing which could act as one big drone or act individually. I am not saying they could join together, but they could be controlled to act as one or more. More advanced aliens could have probably developed drones which could break into individual pieces. There is no doubt anymore about this country not taking the UFO flap seriously. It is now obvious we have been investigating UFOs for decades. Some say, why aren't we doing anything about them? The answer is very simple: we don't have the technology. The government is not going to come out and say this because it feels this would terrify the population, but this is obvious. What other craft would be allowed to just fly anywhere they want and even disrupt busy airports and such? The answer is none.